All right, welcome. Here it is, the 15th. So we're going to have Paul Tubby Lane on today, a very short one, but he's Paul's going to talk about the Hurricanes, how it kicks his ass. He's a NASCAR driver. Paul, you've driven NASCAR, right?
Briefly, I drove NASCAR. I drove for Keel Hutchinson, and for those guys in Weybert, Alabama, they've got about 3,500. They got about a 35,000 square foot garage down there.
Okay, and then you also, before you got into NASCAR, though, you were doing what? You were just driving these local circuits?
Yeah, pretty much. We did local figure eight and oval track, not just the stock cars, but jalopies.
You didn't drive any sports cars, did you?
No, that's a whole different. I don't go around those people.
All right. So anyway, nice to talk to you, man. I wanted to talk to you a little bit because you had said to me that you've moved three different places in Florida.
Yeah, I lived down in Naples, Florida.
You lived in Naples, Florida. You lived in Sarasota.
I did live in Naples. I lived in Naples. I moved up to Sarasota. I lived in Naples. I moved to Tampa. Then I moved to Sarasota, and each time. Well,
testing 1, 2, 3. Okay, I think I got the essence of this. The problem we've had with slapback, you've heard me talking about this, you engineer types, and there's many, many listening. There's no question that I've got people listening to me that know far fucking more about engineering, session engineering, that kind of shit than I do. I was a session engineer, but just barely back in my days at Westwood One. In the 80s, but engineering my own shit is hard enough. And the problem that I had was slapback, echo. And why? Because I was running the limiter too high. When you run the limiter, what you're doing is you're compressing your sound. The highs are going down. I mean, the loud is going down, but the quiet, the bed, the noise bed is pushed up. And so you hear... everything is modulated well. The volume is good, but you're hearing everything more. It's the best way I can describe it. So what was happening was I could hold the phone as far away from my microphone as I could. For those of you who've been with me for a long time and you've watched me do the show, you know that it's essentially me talking, and then I hold the phone away from the mic. This is all a bunch of shit that I had to invent on the run. I'm not saying it was a tough thing. Like I had to do it. It's what you find when you want to do it. Look at this, man. I got an old school fucking old school mouse. You remember the old Mises that had the little roll? Like the kind of, I don't know, you roll them, but you could adjust them. We found a bunch of stuff, man. We're slowly but surely clearing the house out. But anyway. I'm telling you right now, man, I have a house that sits near the ocean, and nobody's going to fucking tell me that you're not going to pull some dollars with a house like that. Now, I don't live in Newport Beach. I live in Channel Islands up in the Oxnard-Ventura area. as I've often said, and true, this is the house, quote, I got in the divorce, end quote. I did. You know, there were, I don't know how many pieces of property, there were like three or four pieces of property, and we sold one, and then she got two, and I got one, and I had to give her cash, but the one that I got was worth more money than the one she had, a bunch of bullshit. Anyway. Fuck. I honor and love my friends that are married and have had good marriages. Mike Roberti, rest his soul, had a 50-year marriage with Terry. They had great times. I mean, I don't know, but I mean, they look like, and if you talk to Terry and you talk to Mike, they love being married. My buddy Don, my best friend in the world, has been married 40 plus years now, going on 43 years, 42 years. And they've raised two great kids, and they're happy. I can tell, you know, you can tell when a guy's happy and when he's not. Don's a happy man. And so that kind of a vibe, you know. But marriage for Phil Hendry did not work out, man. Probably because I got married for all the wrong reasons. I'm not blaming Maria. This has got nothing to do with her. I got married because I thought I should get married because life was going so good for me that I thought I owed something to the world. I thought that I owed to the world now to settle down, become a good husband, and if I needed to be a good guardian slash stepdad, father, a good provider, you know? That the time was right. Phil, look at all the success you're having. Now, you know, it's Catholic. I think it was my Catholic upbringing that said, you know, if you have success, then it's time now to settle down and, you know, give back. All that kind of shit. And it is, believe me, shit. So let me give you this advice. If life is kicking ass for you, if you're making a lot of fucking money, if you've hit your stride, if you have reached a level that you always were looking for, keep on enjoying it, man. Don't fucking slow down and say, okay, now it's time for me to become a provider and a husband and a family man. Don't do that. Start, you know, invest your time and your energies and your intelligence in the success that you have to make sure you're exploiting it for all that you possibly can. Make sure you're being smart in the way you're conducting your career. You want to treat people well, absolutely. But you want to treat yourself well. Just because you're having success doesn't mean you're a piece of shit. It means that so far you've done some good things. So you want to keep on doing that, and you want to make sure that it's not just a fucking nonstop party, you know. You want to make sure that what you have, the success you have, you build on that. And what does that mean? It means intelligently assessing the success that you've had, intelligently assessing and looking at where you need to go next, where you want to go next, how you're going to do that, how you're going to do it successfully. Because you may not have fucking time for a wife and kids or a husband and kids. You may be just at the very beginning of a long, serious effort career-wise. Not everybody, I'm convinced, not everybody is meant to have children. Good God Almighty, how do we get to this place where you got to have kids? We got more kids that are abused, that are neglected, that are maltreated. We got more kids without two parents. We got a real fucked up goddamn world when it comes to kids. Still do. So, you know, there's my speech. Let me see where my fucking cat is. Are you outside, man? What you doing, baby? Okay. All right. Okay. Well, all right, that's groovy. Let me see. All right, let me see what we got here, man. Hey, well, that's cool. So how did he get rid of that? That's very interesting. I had that fucking iTunes thing sticking in my face. How'd you get rid of that, Adam? The great Adam Chavez was here yesterday and got some shit fixed. Thank you, Adam. Okay. What do we got, Paul Lane? Is he a Ted's? It's Paul. I'm a Ted's. I'm having a steak here. I'm with the... What the hell is that? Is that a golf tournament? Horse track. That mall sound effect I just love is when it starts out with the kids screaming. No, I don't think so. not in the bathtub. So we now have this thing.
How you doing?
That's how you level an overlord. It's called Drive-Thru Boy.
How you doing?
I don't know. Where we at, man? Drive-thru long, okay. There we go.
How you doing? Go ahead,
All right, man. I don't know. Fuck. And I'm just sick and tired of, I've had my stuff thrown in the street. And I think I heard Dr. Sadler and I heard Vernon Dozier talking about how they, you know, you want to stand like a man and tell it. Never have I dealt with anything like this.
I've never dealt with anything quite like this. I don't know what to say about it. I've never dealt with anything quite like this. It pisses me off.
You're talking now about Hurricane Milton?
Well, I'm talking about all of them. I'm talking about Milton. I'm talking about what we had Ian down on the southwest coast. And I put my life on the line. I came home, and here comes this hurricane. And I pray, and every year I get the result that I get is I get all my stuff thrown in the street. I get all my stuff it just kicks the shit out of me, you know. I pray to God.
Well, God's kept you alive as a racer.
Yeah, well, God's kept me alive as a racer, but I come home to a home where all my worldly possessions are strewn across the street. They're all over the place. And I pray to God, and I'm a Christian person, and I'm getting sick and tired of this shit.
Well, I don't know. Are you supposed to give up on your religion?
You tell me.
We're not very religious people around here.
I heard you. Do you do Buddhism or something, Mr. Henry?
Well, you know, a form of it. I don't really want to talk about it. But I'm not a strictly Western religion kind of a guy.
You're not a Western religion. All I know is I'm a religious man. I pray and pray and pray and pray. I come back from the a race, or I come back home from... We'll be out on a circuit for 6 months.
And you're looking at your stuff.
I'm looking at my stuff. Is on my front lawn. I'm looking at the inside of my home. Is on the roof. I got a sofa out on because the hurricane has come through and has said, you know how you pray all the time? Here, this is what I'll do for you.
We've had a lot of people lately talking about, okay. All right, let me see. All right, bitch. Listen to me, bitch. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What is the name of that? Red River. Yeah, the Red River Valley, right? That band is kooky, man. Those cats are like from Japan. Jackie and the Cedrics. These cats are from Japan. They are. They're Japanese. And they're like Japanese hipsters who this is WFMU in Jersey. Is that the public station? All right, man. The Japanese are... They breakdance. I mean, Japanese... I just saw that. Well, I posted on Facebook... some Japanese kids breakdancing. Fucking amazing. It's like somebody commented, they said, how good are you? There's an Asian better than you. You know, there's some cat from Japan who's better at it than you. I got no problem with that. I got no fucking problem with that. I'm happy to see it. I'm happy to see the competition, you know? You got to be happy for the competition. You got to be happy for the spread of the culture. Because when the culture spreads, it gets better. It gets, you know, added to. It gets enriched. New ideas flow into it. That's what fucking life is about, man. It's not about static shit. It's about, well, here's an idea. What do you think of this? Anything that makes anything better is good.
Well, it depends on what you mean by better, Phil.
Well, if you're saying that it can only be better because it's American and everything else is shit, then you're a fucking moron. You don't get it. If you're saying that it can't be better because people are just gratuitously fucking with it, you may have a point. But if you're saying, let's make this better because I've got some ideas that might enhance it, well, then let's talk, you know. I mean, that's... Anyway, I don't want to get anybody pissed at me. We are living in a country right now that has lost its fucking... It feels like it's lost its way to me. I mean, we just... Fuck. You know. Is it the country I grew up in? Fuck no. But all of our parents, as I said, they were all war veterans and all veterans of the Depression, so they were not going to fuck around. You know, they were kind of... Even though... What the hell is that? Even though they really indulged us, they were fairly strict in terms of the parameters of the culture and society. You know, they were. Oh, it's my neighbors laughing. Hold on. All right, bitch. Enough of that, bitch. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. This is the level of the mic.
And this is the level of Paul Tubby Lane.
Okay, Paul. You're all right with me, man. Here we go. Mm.